It is Cinco de Mayo.
I have a little more Cinco de Mayo trivia for you.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yeah. You gave us a little bit. So it celebrates 26 popular Mexican and Tex-Mex dishes. A heavy focus on tacos, carnitas, chicken tinga. Is that right?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'd like to try it.
Guacamole, enchiladas, and quesadillas. Authentic dishes from the Puebla region, which you talked about, where the holiday originates, include mole poblano and chilies en nogada, with street-style foods like chalupas.
Mmm.
Sounds good.
Sounds delicious to me. Let's switch topics a second. Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. It was inconvenient, not always dependable. Then came the big publications, offering news with hefty subscriptions. And finally came Tri-State Livestock News. Minimal cost because they're local and genuinely care about our ranchers' successes. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more right here with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com.
How many of you folks out there know that there's a 3,000-acre lake right here in the Sandhills, right close to Valentine? If you go to visit valentine.org, you're going to find out more about Merritt Reservoir. It is a trophy muskellunge lake. It's got trophy catfish lake. It's a great walleye fishery. And it's home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. Check it all out at visitvalentine.org. Those are some of the hidden gems of the Sandhills.
Star Party. Seriously. You need to put it on your agenda.
It is awesome.
It is incredible.
They bring in like 10-foot telescopes and
cool. Well, probably not so much now. They got too many high-tech things that do a lot more with a lot less.
That's true.
Anyway, I have this by John Fisher Larson. A small stream meanders through the canyon a few miles above Rough Lock Falls. It's difficult to access. There's high bushes and other brush and undergrowth tangle the banks. On summer afternoons, my family would pack a picnic and head up there. Grandpa and I would use either cane poles or long fly rods to reach over the brush. Drop a grasshopper on the water, then walk along the bank a ways, letting the bait drift until a hungry brook trout snatched it up. Good times. On the way back, we'd stop at the falls for a bit, then head home. One summer afternoon, when I was 9 or 10, Grandma, Mom, and my brother Dave went to see the falls, but Grandpa took me off to a grove of trees. Now here's a disclaimer. I've Googled this dozens of times and had it explained to me hundreds of times, yet when I pressed, I can only state with certainty that a particular tree is either a birch or an aspen. White bark with black markings. It's either a birch or an aspen. That's as close as I can get. I trust it's not a mortal failing. Anyway, Grandpa took me to the birch, probably a birch, tree, and explained that the black marks were scars, places where the bark had been bruised or cut. Then he took out his pocket knife and gently, barely cut the bark in putting my initials on it. When finished, you couldn't see that the bark had been touched, but he assured me that it would scar over in a year or two and my initials would stand out blackly against the white bark, and said that over the years I could see that and think of him long after he is gone. I've revisited that tree 3 times, once in high school, and yes, my initials stood out plainly. I told Grandpa about that. He seemed pleased that I remembered. I went back in 85, shortly after his funeral. I cried. I went back yesterday, 28 years after the last visit. It's a lot harder to make out now. The tree is larger, the initials have faded and stretched, and missing bark has taken the bottom hook from the J. But it's still there. And yes, I thought of my grandpa.
Remember these when you were learning to drive? I don't know that they do them anymore. 2 quick flashes of the high beams mean there's a speed trap or a hazard ahead of you. Do you remember doing that?
But I don't know. I guess
you're not supposed
I thought
to,
it was a secret code. I didn't know we could talk about it on the radio.
If a truck passes you, flashing your lights means it's now safe to merge back into this lane. Truckers flash their hazard lights once or twice as a way of saying thank you to other drivers. A truck flashing its lights at a car merging onto the highway means I'm letting you in. Go ahead.
Oh, cool.
And turning lights off and on quickly at night is a warning that your headlights are off or a taillight is out. Now, today's cars, I don't think you could just flip the lights in and out like that.
But it would take you a long time to figure out where the switch was now.
The opportunity would be long gone before you figured that out.
Yeah.
Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.